Number three. We saw the Rambam says the mitzvah of tshuva is k'sheyashuv ha'choite mechetoi, that if the choite, the sinner, is doing tshuva, is returning, is leaving his aveira, his sin, and going back to the right way, to the straight way, to the right direction, lifnei Hashem, ve'yisvade, he should say vidui. Now, what's ve'yisvade? So, ve'yisvade is to admit, to be moide. Moide alem is, I admit, I'm guilty. It's very important. It's very, very important. It's a mitzvah to say, the oiraise, that the way of doing tshuva is admitting. It's always the experience also like acknowledging, yeah? And that's what I'm doing, that's what I did. It's like to know and to be ready to face my chisoy, what I'm missing. That I'm not whole, I'm not sholem. There is parts that I'm not okay, I'm not like I'm supposed to be, and something I'm missing, and it's because I was created. I'm not the boirei kol olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that is missing nothing. He has everything. He's a shalem and all kinds of shalem. Shalem bechol minei shleimus. But human being and everything in the world, everything that's nivra, that was created, is a chasel. And when we come and we moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also thanking. It's saying something I'm missing. I couldn't do it by myself. I needed your help, and that's the only way I did it. And that's moide. It's also hoida'a, noide lecha, to thank, and also to admit. It comes from the same shayresh and lashon hakodesh. It comes as the same word toida. Toida, tein toida, is the pasuk that Yeshua tells Achan when he took from the Cherem. So he tells him, tein toida, do vidui, do tshuve, and admit that you're guilty, that you took from the Cherem that it was not allowed to take. And that's the same thing is also to say vidui. Now, this point of vidui is very, very important, because when the Navi says, inani nishpat oiseich, al omrech loichotasi, I'm judging you for saying that you never sinned. If someone goes in the world and he feels that he's okay, he's shalem, he never missed nothing, he's good, that's the worst in the world. It's the worst kfire that the world is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's someone seeing himself that is missing nothing, that's the worst. The minute that a human being knows that he's a chaser, he's missing something, he's not sholem, he needs help, this vidui, admitting my chisaroin, that's the beginning of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the base of Ahavas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, of closeness to Hashem, of coming back to do Ratzon Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes to Paroi, he tells him b'shem Hashem in the beginning of Parshas Bo, ad Mosai, till when me'anto le'onois miponoi. What means me'anto le'onois miponoi? You don't want to feel poor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want to feel that you need something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paroi, the kfira of Paroi, is to stand and to say li ye'oiri v'ani asisini. The ye'oir, the Nile belongs to me, and I created myself. I don't need help from no one. Vidui is to admit that I have a chisorin. And it's not only like the Rambam. You could understand the Rambam. Like, when you come to do tshuva, you have a mitzvah to say vidui. The Rambam is also teaching us that when we come to do tshuva, the first thing we need to do is to do vidui, to admit that I have a chisorin. Because if someone is going in the world and he feels everything is okay, he's not on the way to tshuva, he's not connected to tshuva, no return comes from the right way and the best situation, and everything is okay, so why should I change something? Vidui that we say with our mouth, and we say, Ashamnu, Bogadnu, and I sinned, and I'm not okay, comes from a place that I know I missed. I'm not in the right situation. I missed the exit, and now I need to do a U-turn and to go back, to take the next exit. And that's the mitzvah of vidui. Doing tshuva comes together with the mitzvah of vidui. Hashem is baruch hu l'al pas.